If you're someone who supports learners with autism, whether you're a special ed teacher, an RBT, or a parent who wants the very best for your child, high-quality applied behavior analysis training can make such a huge difference. If you've ever thought about deepening your expertise or advancing your ABA career, The Ohio State University has a program designed specifically for that. Ohio State offers a fully online Master's of Arts in Special Education with a specialization in applied behavior analysis. And what's really cool is the program is fully ABAI accredited, which means all of the coursework and the degree meet the requirement to pursue your BCBA and get that credential. This is a field that is continuing to grow. In fact, the job postings have increased by 102% in just 2 years for BCBAs. So the demand for highly trained ABA professionals is definitely there. And I love the flexibility that this gives you. There are so many workplace options as a BCBA. Now, I got my master's in ABA when I was a classroom teacher, so I appreciate that Ohio State has this flexible program. It's fully online. It's designed for working professionals, which back when I got my degree, there were not that many out there. So if you're currently a teacher or an RBT, this is a great opportunity to advance your knowledge while keeping your full-time job. So if you've been thinking about it, now is the time to do the research and learn about this program. Check out Ohio State's online ABA master's program. You can visit go.osu.edu/autismhelper. I'm going to link that in the show notes. That's go.osu.edu/autismhelper. Before we get started with this episode, I want to share something that I think could be a game changer for your classroom. Now, as a former special education teacher, one of the things I struggled with the most was creating activities, resources, and curriculum for my classroom. I did not realize that that was part of my job. I have spent the last 10 years developing the Autism Helper curriculum based on what was missing from my former classroom. And now we finally have a way for school districts to purchase this curriculum directly for their teachers. The Autism Helper Curriculum Access is an annual subscription that provides access to all levels and subjects of our curriculum. This curriculum is rooted in evidence-based practices, it's aligned to the standards, and we just completed our pilot case study showing the overall effectiveness. To learn more about how your district can get curriculum access, head over to theautismhelper.com and click Curriculum Access. Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board-certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism. Welcome back to the Autism Helper podcast. Today we're going to continue on a conversation that we've been having within some of the past few podcast episodes. We're going to talk about getting buy-in from staff without more meetings. I do a lot of Zoom trainings and I end up talking about staff training and collaboration probably in most topics that I talk about because it comes up in everything, right? And I always ask, especially when I'm virtual, what is the biggest obstacle of staff training? And I can call it. Like when I see people typing, I'm like, I know what they're gonna say. Not enough time, right? We don't have time. We barely have time to do the instruction with our students, much less sit with our team. And there's a million reasons why we don't have the time. We're short-staffed. There's a lot of turnover. Sometimes paraprofessionals are in a different contract or in a different union than teachers, so their hours are slightly different. They're bell to bell. They have before and after school duties. A million reasons, right? So I always get that as number one. The second answer that I get most frequently is lack of buy-in. So the topic today is going to hit those two biggest obstacles with staff training. We don't have time, so we can't have a meeting for everything, and we're not getting that buy-in. So what do? Besides just have more meetings. If you feel this, if you're like, oh my God, Sasha, yes, you are not alone. This is happening in so many classrooms all around the country. And just kind of pushing off staff training to a PD day or time when you have to sit for a meeting means it's not going to happen. We get buy-in when we have clarity with our team, when there's clear expectations, when we're all on the same page. We also get buy-in when we have trust and rapport. And that's something we kind of forget about when it comes to leadership. Leadership happens when we build relationships. Does this all sound familiar? This is how we build rapport with our kids too. The same strategies that we use to build rapport with our students, we have to use to build rapport with our team. I use the analogy in trainings a lot about what type of boss would you prefer to work for? Would you prefer a boss that knows your name, knows your hobbies, knows your kids' names, gives you specific feedback and reinforcement, schedules meetings with you? Or would you prefer to have a boss that doesn't seem to take interest in you as a person, gives very general, non-specific feedback, and just pops in unexpectedly? I would, of course, rather have that first boss, right? I want clear expectations, and I want to have a relationship with someone. And the last piece we need when it comes to buy-in, besides that clarity and rapport, is follow-through. We need that consistency. I want to see that things are being done the same way for everyone in the classroom, that I'm not being singled out. So how can we accomplish these things by not just having another meeting? Because, you know, we don't have time for another meeting. So why does buy-in become such a struggle? We know why it's so hard to find time for staff training, but why is buy-in such a struggle too? Well, first of all, there's a lot going on in a classroom, right? You've got 12 kids. That could mean a few behavior plans. That means what? 80 IEP goals or more. We are working on prompting. We are working on reinforcement systems. We are working on FBAs. We're working on a lot. So when there's a lot of initiatives going on, but we don't have systems for everything, it gets confusing. And the big reason that buy-in often doesn't happen is when staff is unsure of the why, it's hard for follow-through. And that happens for all of us. This is just human nature. If we don't understand the reason for something, we're not going to do it, right? These are probably conversations you have with your spouse or your roommate all the time. I think it's important that we sort the laundry before we put it in the washer. But if my spouse doesn't, he's not going to do it that way. We have to see the reason behind something that we're asked to do. And I say this in trainings a lot. Not everything I talk about in a training or on a podcast episode is going to be new and groundbreaking. But in those moments when you're like, oh yeah, I already do this, think about how you could use the way I'm explaining something to share it with a team member so they understand the why. You can't just hand a staff member a visual schedule or a social story or a choice board and just have them use it without understanding why that strategy is so important and useful. Now, you're like, Sasha, I thought we were talking about not having more meetings. When am I going to explain all these whys? We'll get to that. Another reason that buy-in breaks down is that inconsistent expectations amongst staff members or over time. Maybe you ask staff members to do something in September, and then all of a sudden, come November, no one's really doing it. We're not really following through. So, of course, if no one's asking us or giving us feedback on something, we're going to stop doing it. So we need consistent expectations throughout the year. And then the burnout factor. I talked two episodes ago about systems, and we're going to refer to that episode a lot. And we talked about the hero teacher and the hero paraprofessional that just like, I know how to work with this kid and no one else does. And those are usually great educators, great paraprofessionals, but they get burnt out. And if everything's on their shoulders and they don't get breaks and there's not systems in place, it's going to be a struggle. And that buy-in eventually is going to fade away as they feel the weight of everything on their shoulders. So let's break down how to solve this problem without more meetings. So when there is a disconnect, when your team is not doing something the way that you expected, that you thought they would, maybe they're over-prompting, they're not taking data anymore, they're giving too many verbal prompts, they're not doing fluency the way that kind of you expected. You want to think for a second, is this unclear or do I not have a system for it? Go back to that episode 2 weeks ago on creating systems. A lot of times we can clear up this buy-in issue because there's a lack of clarity and maybe a lack of a system. We need visuals. If you've been stuck on a six-month wait list for a psychiatrist or bouncing between online mental health sites trying to find the right medication support, Talkiatry was built for you. It's a virtual psychiatric practice that actually fits your life and your insurance. Talkiatry is a 100% online psychiatric practice that provides comprehensive evaluations, diagnoses, and ongoing medication management. Unlike therapy-only sites, Talkiatry is psychiatry. That means that you'll be seeing a medical provider who can diagnose mental health conditions and prescribe medication when appropriate. All of their over 600 clinicians are in network with major insurers, so you can use your existing insurance instead of paying monthly out-of-pocket subscriptions or those out-of-network fees. Head to talkiatry.com/Sasha and complete the short assessment to get matched with an in-network psychiatrist in just a few minutes. That's talkiatry.com/Sasha to get matched in minutes. I have been getting Factor meals delivered for probably a few years now, and when I first discovered these, they were really a game changer. They are fresh meals that get delivered right to my house, pop them in the microwave, and 2 minutes later, I have a healthy, protein-packed lunch all ready to go. I'm like, where were these when I was in the classroom? I like how there's so many different options, so I never get bored, and that I'm eating healthy without having to do a whole ton of cooking. If you are looking to eat healthier, to do takeout less, or to just have something taken off of your plate mentally, having your lunches or dinners set up ready to go, I highly suggest checking out Factor. It's what I have tried, and I really think you would love it too. Head over to factormeals.com/Sasha50off and use code Sasha50off to get 50% off your first Factor box. If you're ready to try this, this is such a great deal. Get 50% off your first Factor box plus free breakfast for a year. Love that. Make healthy easier with Factor. You guys, I'm a visual learner, super visual. If someone explains to me how to make a recipe, just verbally, okay, Sasha, get a cup of flour, get a half cup of sugar, teaspoon of vanilla, whisk it, put it in the oven. I can't follow. That's too much. I need it written out. I need that visual prompt. So think through some of these things that we just talked about. Prompt fading, using schedules, behavior plans, taking data. Write out the procedures. Write out a checklist. Have it be very clear what the expectations are. And now if you feel like that could be awkward now because we're mid-year and you're like, well, Sasha, they've been not doing it right for 2 months. And all of a sudden I'm be like, here's visual expectations. I think you can often do this under the umbrella of like, it's for the students, but it's also for you. Like, here are the visual expectations for fluency. We sit down, we wait, we do card deck one, then we wait while my para takes data, then we do card deck two, and then my teacher takes data. So we're writing this out maybe in a visual, photo, picture way, written way, whatever works for the student, but then in the same time, creating those systems for the para as well. Like, oh, don't worry, I made one for you too. Or like, this mimics what the student is, so we're on the same page. So those visual systems are really key. These systems that we've been talking about are another way that we will create buy-in. We have that clarity, and we're going to provide that through those visual expectations or written out checklists. But the system itself is also really important for buy-in because it makes sure that everyone's on the same page. People know what to do when you walk out. When we're creating subsystems, we're also making sure things aren't too complicated. So this helps make sure that everyone knows what to do, even if you step away. So we have our visual checklist, our systems. This is going to help create buy-in. Another big way that we can create buy-in without having a meeting is by modeling and reinforcing what matters. And you're like, is this for the students or for my team? This is for the team. Some of these same strategies we use for our students, we can use as a leader as well. If you want your staff to take data, they have to see you taking data. If you want your staff to prompt fade, they need to see how you prompt fade. So be constantly modeling what you want your team to do. You're probably doing this already. The way that we can level this up is by then reinforcing their responses. Being like, oh my gosh, your data this week was so great. Thank you so much. I love how Johnny hit mastery criteria. Way to go. Oh my God, that prompt fading today was awesome. I am so impressed that Sarah used her schedule all on her own. I can tell you've been really focusing on that. Teaching is a thankless field oftentimes. Make sure that your team does not feel that. Make sure your team feels appreciated and valued. And we can do that by also building up those behaviors we want to see more of and providing that reinforcement. And I know we forget about this. It's because we're busy. But make reminders for yourself, prompts, post-its, whatever you got to do to reinforce the behaviors you want to see more of with your team. ABA is all about human behavior, not special ed behavior, student behavior. This is just how human behavior works. We're going to want to do things more often if we are receiving reinforcement. And verbal praise is a reinforcer for a lot of people. The next way that you can work on buy-in without an additional meeting is having feedback loops or feedback check-ins that are indirect. Create a Google form, send text messages, have maybe a little even like exit ticket or kind of suggestion box. I mean, some of those maybe sound cheesy, but allow your team to give you feedback indirectly, not to your face. Maybe you send everyone an email that's BCC'd and say, hey, how do you think Johnny's behavior plan is going? Email me back when you get a chance. So they don't have to say it to your face. For some people, it's really hard to give something that maybe isn't even negative feedback, but feels that way directly to someone, especially someone that is their kind of leader and manager. So having even a quick Google form that you send twice a year of like, how are things going? How do you think your schedule is? And yes, you can't change everything that they have negative feedback on, but at least you can make sure they feel heard. Like, yeah, you know, I saw in your survey, you said that it's really hard with the 3 fourth graders you take to music. I totally hear you on that. That's a super tough group. Obviously, we can't change that those 4-3 kids have to go to fourth grade music, but let me talk to the music teacher and let me see what other visuals I can make you. Like, you can't be like, well, you don't have that responsibility anymore, but you can make sure that they feel seen and valued in those moments. And even though our goal is to not have more meetings, because you might not be able to have time for any meetings right now, you want to save important big ticket items for the opportunities when you do have to sit down together. If there is an upcoming professional development day, really prioritize what you're going to use that time for. When you have time all together with your team, this is when you want to make decisions that require collaboration. This is when you want to talk about safety issues, talk about de-escalation, a crisis plan. This is when you want to talk about major system changes. Save anything little for a during the day check-in or things that you're modeling or using all the other strategies we've discussed. And then those opportunities that you do have on a professional development day to sit down together, save for the big stuff. So wrapping up, staff buy-in doesn't happen because of meetings. It doesn't happen because you have common planning time. Staff buy-in happens over time. It happens when there's clarity of expectations. It happens when you have good rapport and trust with your team. And it happens when your team sees consistent expectation amongst everyone and across time. You can do this by creating effective systems, modeling and reinforcing behavior, and having opportunities for indirect feedback. So I want you to think about one thing you could add to your team right now, especially if you are in a classroom where there are paraprofessionals you work with every day. Think about one of these strategies that you can incorporate and start to level up your buy-in. Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening. Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.